wanna know you.
Grace and blessings be multiplied to you, dear friend. I'm Wumi Ademola, your partner in the pursuit of intimacy with God. Welcome to the broadcast. So far in the series, Living by the Power of the Holy Spirit, we've discovered that the first, most fundamental step to living a spirit-filled and spirit-powered life is to become baptized with the Holy Spirit. You receive God's power when you become baptized with the Holy Spirit. Speaking to his disciples, Jesus our Lord in Acts chapter 1 verse 8 said, "But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, so you might be saved from your sin." That's salvation, the salvation experience. But if you have not yet experienced the baptism of the Holy Spirit, you lack the power of God. And God is more than willing, we discovered last time, to give you the gift of the Holy Spirit. All you need to do is to ask. We see in Acts chapter 2, on the day of Pentecost, in prayer, the disciples asked the Lord for the gift of the Holy Spirit. And sure enough, the disciples received God's power when the Holy Spirit came upon them. Verses 1 through 4 of Acts chapter 2 reads, "When the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all with one accord in one place." And the previous chapter, chapter 1, reveals to us that they were praying. That was what they were doing. When they were in one accord, they were praying. And verse 2 says, "As they were praying in one accord in one place, suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. Then there appeared to them divided tongues as of fire, and one sat upon each of them." And verse 4 says, "They were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance." On that day, the disciples ceased to be wimpy people. They became powerful men and women of God. Because the day you receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit, that is the day you receive the power of God. There is absolutely no other way to receive the power of God except through the baptism of the Holy Spirit. However, as wonderful as the baptism of the Holy Spirit is, it is just the first step to living a spirit-filled and spirit-powered life. It is not the only step. So I invite you today to listen and discover the other things that you must do to live your life 100% by the power of the Holy Spirit. It is truly a life without limits.
When the Holy Spirit comes upon you, you will be a prayer champion. The Holy Spirit, he makes prayer exciting and effective. I tell you, I remember before I received the baptism of the Holy Spirit and I encountered the scripture, "Pray without ceasing." I said, how is it possible for a human being to pray without ceasing? But God said, pray without stopping. After I became baptized in the Holy Spirit, I understood it is possible because the Holy Spirit will take over you. This same Peter that struggled to pray for 1 hour, the Bible says in Acts chapter 6 verse 4, he testified that we will give ourselves continually to the ministry of the word and prayer. This same Peter, struggle in his prayer life ended the moment he became baptized. And I tell you by the Lord, the way you struggle with studying the Bible, struggling with prayer, it will come to an end after you encounter the Holy Spirit. Glory be to Jesus. Glory be to Jesus. Peter went from being a weak and a powerless Christian to becoming a mighty miracle worker. Acts 5:15 tells us that even his shadow began to heal people. This was someone that was such a chicken before. I tell you, and I invite you, to discover the wonder that God will make out of your life if you can encounter the Holy Spirit. I know some are listening to me and they say, PW, I've been baptized with the Holy Spirit. This message is not for me. But some of you, yes, you've received the infilling once. But since the first time you spoke in tongues, about 10 years ago, nothing has happened after that. Keep on being filled with the Holy Spirit. The number two way of being spirit-filled, spirit-led, is to keep on being filled with the Holy Spirit. So after the baptism, those of us that have not been baptized, today is your day. And those of us that have been baptized, the Holy Spirit will fill you afresh in Jesus' name. How do you keep filling yourself? You keep filling yourself by steadfastly tarrying in His presence, in prayer, in the study of the Word, in fasting. Fasting is one way. Acts 13:2, the Bible tells us that the apostles were ministering to the Holy Spirit and they fasted. And further down that chapter, the Bible says they were filled with the Holy Spirit. That's verse 52. So today, I am trusting God. Because I tell you, that is the key to your next level. Where you are right now is the degree to which your human strength can carry you. But I tell you, it's nowhere near where God wants to take us. My dream is that everyone in this church will be spirit-filled and spirit-led. When you are that way, we wouldn't need to baby you. We wouldn't need to beg you to witness to people. When you are filled with the Holy Spirit, you will witness for Jesus. When you are filled with the Holy Spirit, you will do wonders. When you are filled with the Holy Spirit, you will go far in life. You will rise high. I see you and I going high in Jesus' name. Let us stand on our feet this morning. I want you to expect something from the Holy Spirit this morning. Give Him glory if you are giving Him glory. Go ahead. It's not me. It's the Lord this morning. Let's stand on our feet. This morning, two things I have asked my Father to do. I have asked Him to baptize. It's the game changer. Without the baptism of the Holy Spirit, you are just a powerless chicken Christian. I'm telling you. And have you ever seen a chicken fly? Have you ever seen a chicken fly? No. Somebody said yes. They can't fly beyond. Not even up to 1 foot. Except if the chicken is fighting or something like that. But they can't fly. At least you can't compare a chicken to an eagle. Do you know that your life will change drastically? As drastic as the level of a chicken relative to an eagle. Things will change. Not only your spiritual life, but as we continue in this study, you will see how the Holy Spirit will help you in your business, in your career. Years ago, I was sitting down for exam. Math is my worst subject. Has always been, will always be. It's so interesting. My mother is a math professor, she has a PhD in math, but her daughter, no, I did not get it at all. But with the Holy Spirit, you can do the impossible. Amen. So, I went for a postgraduate course. And to my dismay, they say you can't escape it, you have to do math. If you don't pass math, you are not graduating. I said, my God, what will I do? And so, I just struggled through that year. Managed to cram some formulas in my head. And I got to the exam hall that day. Every single thing Wumi Ademola learned went away. But boy, am I glad I have the Holy Spirit. I chilled. Say, Holy Spirit, what do I do? Holy Spirit said, begin to sing. Holy Spirit is so funny. That's why you have to know how to work with the Holy Spirit. Because He will give you some instructions that don't make sense. But those are the instructions that will bring results. And so he said, begin to sing. He gave me the actual song to sing. I can remember it to this day. He said, sing a song of victory. Shout aloud unto the Lord, who's like the living God. Yahweh is for us. As I began to sing that song, the formula started to come. The formula started to come. Cut long story short, Wumi Ademola got an A in math. It was not me that wrote that exam. Obviously not. Somebody is about to make huge business profits through the Holy Spirit. Somebody is about to graduate from cum laude because of the Holy Spirit. Somebody is about to meet AAA husband and wife because of the Holy Spirit. Lift up both hands and say, Father, baptize me and fill me with your Holy Spirit. Go ahead and pray. Come on. Pray this morning.
John 3:16 says, For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Beloved, have you believed on the Lord Jesus Christ? Do you know for sure where you will go the moment you take your last breath on earth? Death does not end at all. Everyone living on earth today, whether they realize it or not, is making a journey to an eternal destination, heaven or hell. Do you know where you're going? God's word is crystal clear about this, that to escape the fires of hell, you must believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. You must believe that only he can cleanse you and deliver you from the power of sin. Your good works cannot save you. Only Jesus can. Only Jesus can guarantee that you will enjoy everlasting life in heaven with God forever. If you like to become a believer and follower of the Lord Jesus Christ today, please pray this prayer with me right now. Say, Father God, I confess that I'm a sinner in need of your mercy and salvation. Thank you for the gift of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Savior that you sent to the world. Please forgive me of all my sins. Wash me with the blood of Jesus and give me a brand new heart. Help me from this day forward to follow you and serve you all the days of my life. From today, I surrender my life 100% to Jesus and receive him as my Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name, amen. Congratulations, beloved. I welcome you into the family of God. And to help you grow in your new relationship with Jesus, I'd love to send you an e-copy of my book, Up Close and Personal with Jesus Christ, absolutely free of charge. All you need to do is to email me at knowinggodradio@gmail.com. And that's knowinggodradio@gmail.com. And I will send you the link to the e-copy of my book, Up Close and Personal with Jesus Christ. In addition to that, find a local church where you can be planted and discipled in Christ and grow. If you live in the city of Houston, it's my pleasure to invite you to join us at Dominion International Center. The details of our location can be found on our website, www.dominionlifestyle.org. Welcome again to the family of God.